Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and today I'm going to answer just one question, because I thought this was a very interesting question to think about. Diana said, my question is, does our style change as we age, or are we the same for all our lives? Now, I think what Diana is talking about here is also looking at our personality style as well. Are we the same? Are we going to be the same our whole lives? Do we change? And I think this is something that I think we all change and grow and develop. We are not the same person. I'm certainly not the same person I was at 5, at 15, at 25, 35, or even 45. I have changed throughout my life. Now, there may be some core personality traits that I have taken with me my whole life. I have an innate personality that stayed the same. Like for me, things like I have a need to be independent. I have a need for intellectual growth and thinking about things and new ideas. I love growing and learning things. I have a need, for that sort of stimulation. I have a need for an aesthetic appreciation of things as well. So there's all sorts of personality traits. I've always been reliable. I've always been trustworthy. There's a bunch of those sorts of things. They haven't changed. But there are other aspects of my personality that have certainly changed in my life. Like I would say having children made me much more kind of nurturing than I was before I had children. Now I'm not as nurturing as some people are naturally, but it certainly brought out that nurturing aspect of myself. So that was something that would have changed my personality. Also that there's other aspects of, you know, your personality that will change due to, you know, life experiences and all those sorts of things and your values as well. So I would say the answer to this is yes, your personality does change. And so therefore your style will change over your life. I mean, you know, and this is where, you know, when we get stuck in a style rut, we can feel really bored. We can feel that we're kind of stuck in a time warp as well. And that's something to be aware of, because often if we start getting dissatisfied with our style, it can be because we're stuck in an old version of ourselves rather than the new version or where we're going to. So particularly if you've done any personal development work or you're really kind of changing your outlook on life or, you know, doing any sort of personal growth, you'll often find that your style changes with that because you are changing as a person. So that is something to think about. So I noticed too, I mean, apart from the fact that fashions change and they change all the time. So of course, if we just keep wearing a uniform of basically the same thing for decades, we'll look really kind of dated and stuck in a certain era. So that is something, but, and there's also kind of different phases of our lives as well. And I'll notice, and I think back to my own lifetime, you know, when I was in my 20s, I loved skirts. And I also loved pants. Then when I was in my early 30s, I probably wore kind of like particularly more suity style clothes a lot. I really enjoyed wearing those. Then I had kids in my mid to late 30s. I had children, and suddenly that need to be very practical took over my style choices. So, and I used to wear dresses and things before that, but suddenly it was like impractical. So I kind of, all the skirts and dresses disappeared, and it was all about pants and jeans and things like that. Then once I got past that need to get on the ground with my children all the time and have that very practical set of clothing, I started wearing way more dresses and skirts. In fact, I never wore pants. Pants just disappeared out of my wardrobe. So that was something that really disappeared, apart from the occasional pair of jeans. It was all skirts and dresses. And then, you know, like I can see myself this year, I've probably worn more pants than I have skirts and dresses. But, you know, it ebbs and flows. So my style is not the same. Now, my body shape, if your body shape changes, that's another thing. So particularly with menopause, many women's body shapes change. There can be also subtle changes after having children, those sorts of things. And that will also impact on your style choices. So absolutely, I would say your style keeps changing. And of course, I've talked about how your colors change as well through your life. Now, you may also kind of develop your style aesthetic. And you may start to learn about style and appreciate things and that you may not have liked when you were younger. I look back, all the jewelry I ever wore when I was in my 20s and 30s, and it was pretty teeny tiny. And then I went into the much larger scale statement pieces of jewellery. So that was another change that happened, you know, over my life. So I say style is definitely not static, because you are not a static person. And if you are feeling like your style stuck, this is often where it's like, where do I turn? What do I do? What is the new me? And this is where understanding how your personality traits influence your style is so important, which is why it's step one of my 7 steps of style, that it gives you a landscape. It gives you some boundaries, and it also gives you a great understanding of what your options are that you'll feel comfortable in, that these are options that, you know, here are all the options. There's millions of options out there. We can reduce them because we get overloaded with choice, with decision fatigue. Bring them back in, give you a few boundaries, but you'll know that you'll feel comfortable in these things because they're still an expression of your personality traits. So that is something to consider. And this is why style recipes are so useful, but they're also not something that's set in stone. These are all things that grow and morph and change. And there is, you know, for some people they change faster and other people they change slower, but they change for us all. And it's good to revisit these things every now and again too, because you are not a static person, and what you need in your life, and there may be comfort needs, and there's all sorts of things, location, environment, jobs, dress codes, you know, culture, all those things impact on our style choices. So it can be something that, as these things all morph and change throughout your life, that is why your style will morph and change as well, apart from the fact that fashion trends do that at the same time. So, Diana, your question is, the answer is yes, but how you want to do it, you want to do it in your way that makes you feel really comfortable. This is where that understanding of your personality, who you are today, and also understanding your values. Your values play a lot into your style choices, and this is why that's also part of my 7 Steps to Style program, is understanding those style values, because they all have to link together and marry up for you to create your own personal style guidelines that really work for you. So of course, if you're interested more in learning about my 7 Steps of Style, head over to my blog and look for the 7 Steps of Style program, and I will pop a link in the comments here as well. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.